请我们看几处的圣经。
Can we look in a few portion of the scriptures?
第一处是在以弗所书。
First in Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
以弗所第四章十五节十六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 15 and 16.
为用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，各节各按各职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Speaking the truth in loveWe are to grow up in all aspects into Him, who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
第二处的圣经在哥罗西书。
The second portion is in Colossians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十九节
Verse 19
哥罗西二章十九节
Colossians 2:19
我们要从正面来念
So we want to look, read it from a positive aspect
所以我们不用读这个字
So let's not read the word not
持定元首全身既然靠着他荆棘得以相助联络就因神大的长进
Holding fast to the head from whom the entire body being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments grows with the growth which is from God
第三处的圣经在罗马书第十二章
The third portion in Romans chapter 12
我们从第三节念到第五节。
We will read from verses 3 to verse 5.
罗马十二章第三节。
Romans 12 verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说不要看自己过于所当看的要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体肢体也不都是一样的用处我们这许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络住肢体也是如此
For the grace given to me I say to every man among you not to thinkmore highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
第四处的圣经在哥林多前书第十二章。
The fourth portion is It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章十二节和十三节，十四到十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, from verses 12 to 13.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利一人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks,whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many.
请我们有一点祷告。
Let us have a prayer.
主，我们要满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we come with hearts full of thanksgiving and praise to you.
因为你是满有恩典、满有怜悯的主。
Because you are Lord, full of grace and mercy.
我们感谢赞美你，你又赐给我们一次的机会。
We thank and praise you for giving us another opportunity.
叫我们能聚集在你的面前。
That we may gather before you.
来听你自己的话语。
To listen to your own words.
我们感谢你，因为你是盼望的神。
Lord, we praise you because you are a God of hope.
你要在我们身上彰显你自己丰满的恩典。
You desire to express in us your abundant grace.
你要在我们身上做我们自己所不能做的事。
You long to do something in us that we cannot do ourselves.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的旨意必定成就。
We thank and praise you because your purpose must be established.
我们今天早晨仰望你。
Or this morning we look to you.
仰望你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
Look to your Holy Spirit to move amongst us.
把你自己宝贝的话语种在我们心的深处。
That you may plant your precious word in the depth of our hearts.
带我们进入你的真理。
And lead us to enter into your truth.
叫你的名能得着称赞。
That your name may be praised.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this way in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 神的奥秘就是基督。
God's mystery is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
Christ's mystery is the church.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise God.
这个奥秘已经借着众使徒和先知向我们打开了。
This mystery has been opened to us through the prophets and apostles.
所以今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
So today, us who have received grace and have been saved,
我们可以进入神的奥秘，也可以进入基督的奥秘。
We can enter into God's mystery and Christ's mystery.
当然我们需要启示。
Of course, we need revelation.
不但神把启示赐给保罗。
God not only gave revelation to Paul.
我们如果看以弗所第三章的话，
If we read in the great words in Ephesians chapter 3.
保罗说他深知基督的奥秘，深深地知道基督的奥秘。
Paul said he deeply knew of the mystery of Christ.
所以他就把神所启示他的交通给我们。
So he has shared with us what God has revealed to him.
叫我们也能知道并且进入这个奥秘。
so that we may also understand and be able to enter into this mystery.
基督的奥秘是教会。
The mystery of Christ is the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
这是极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
但是感谢赞美主。
But thank and praise God.
神要把这个奥秘让我们能知道并且能进入。
God wants us to know and to enter into such mystery.
今天早晨我们愿意一同交通身体的律。
This morning we'd like to share on this matter of the law of the body.
我们知道我们这个身体是非常奥秘的。
You know that our body are very mysterious.
如果你看诗篇一百三十九篇，
If you read in Psalm 139,
从十四节念到第十六节，
From verses 14 to 16,
作诗的人是大卫。
The hymn writer or the psalmist is David.
大卫在这首诗里面他这样说，
And in this psalm David said this，
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and my soul knows it very well.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那是我的形体并不向你隐藏，我微尘的体质你的眼早已看见了，你说定的日子我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret.Skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth, thine eyes had seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them.
虽然大卫他在这里是写到我们这一个肉身，
even though David here is writing about our physical body,
他说我要称谢神。
He said, I will give thanks to God.
为什么要称谢神呢？
Why did he have to give thanks to God?
因为他说我受造啊是奇妙可畏。
Because he said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
如果今天我们来看看我们这一个受造的身体，
If we look at our created body,
我想你越去看它越觉得奇妙可畏。
I think that the more you examine it, the more you realize it is fearfully and wonderfully made.
虽然今天科学这样的发达，
even though science is so advanced,
但是一直到今天，人还没有办法真正的懂得我们这个身体的奇妙。
Even until today, scientists are not able to completely understand the mystery of the body.
不单是奇妙啊。
Not just mysterious,
并且奇妙到可畏啊！
Not just wonderful, but also fearful.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不知道我们有没有想到这件事情。
I don't know if you ever thought it this way.
如果你看看神所造的你这个身体，
If you look at the physical body that God has created for you,
世界上有什么创造可以与这个身体来相比？
Is there anything in this creation that can compare with this body?
是非是奇妙。
It is indeed wonderful.
超过我们所能想象的。
It is beyond what we could comprehend.
人能制造许多的东西。
Man can create many things.
但是如果与神所造的这个身体来相比的话，
But if you compare that with God's creation,
那实在也不能说话了。
You have nothing to say.
因为这个身体，如果你越去研究它，你越觉得这个身体的奇妙。
Because the more you examine this body, the more you think how wonderful it is.
奇妙到一个地步啊，不可思议了。
It is so amazing.
叫你心里觉得这是一件可畏的事情。
It is beyond your imagination, and it's something even fearful.
所以大卫他想到他这个身体的时候，
So when David was contemplating about his body,
他说这是你的作为。
He said, this is thy work.
人不能做这样的事情。
Man cannot do such a work.
这是你的作为奇妙。
So wonderful are thy works.
这是我心里深深知道的。
And my soul knows it very well.
我不知道弟兄姊妹我们心里是不是也一样的深深知道。
I wonder if our souls really understand.
很多的时候我们糟蹋我们的身体。
Oftentimes we waste away our body.
我们也看见世界上有一个哲学就是轻看这个身体。
And then there is a teaching in this world to despise the body.
甚至有哲学要糟蹋毁坏这个身体。
And there are certain philosophies that teach to destroy this body.
我们实在不懂得这个身体是何等的宝贵。
We truly do not understand how precious this body is.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们这个身体呀、在地上不过一百年左右。
This body is only will live approximately 100 years.
但是神把它造得那么的奇妙而可畏。
But God made it so fearful and wonderful.
你能否想象到基督的身体是多少的奇妙，是多少的可畏？
Can you also imagine that the body of Christ is so fearfully and wonderfully made?
基督的身体被造了2000多年，还没有造完。
The body of Christ has been formed and created for 2,000 years and is not done yet.
并且这个身体要存到永永远远。
And this body will be preserved until eternity.
当这个身体造成的时候，
And when this body is completed,
要成为羔羊的新妇。
It will become the bride for the Lamb.
与我们的主完全相配。
And it will be completely corresponding, completely fit for our Lord.
并且永远联合为一。
And eternally united in one.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，我们提到教会是基督的身体。
So brothers and sisters, think about it. When we say that the church is the body of Christ,
这是一件何等奇妙可畏的事情。
This is indeed a fearful and wonderful thing.
大卫说，我在暗中受造。
David said, when I was made in secret,
在地的深处啊，被联络。
And that my frame was not hidden from me.
大卫这个身体啊，是在暗中被造的。
And then he was made in secret,
在他母亲的这个胎里头啊，在那里暗中啊，在那里被造了。
In his mother's womb, in secret, he was already being formed.
他说在地的深处啊，这实在是自己母亲的胎所的。
And skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth, this meant the womb.
我这个身体也在那里联络起来了。
And then my body started to come together.
他说我的形体并不向你隐瞒。
And my eyes has seen my unformed substance.
虽然我还在母胎里头，在那里被造，在那里联络。
Even though I was still being formed inside my mother's womb.
但是在神的面前，他早已看清楚了。
God had already seen it and wasn't hidden from God.
他说我为成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
So thine eyes have seen my unformed substance.
神定规我们在地上有多少的日子。
God has already established the number of our days.
但是他所定的日子，我还没有度过一天了。
said these days were ordained while there was yet one of them.
因为我还在母腹里头，在那里被造。
Because I was there still being formed in my mother's womb.
但是我的一生，你都已经写在你的册子上了。
But my whole life has already been ordained and written in your book.
这个是给我们看见神所造的我们这个身体是何等的奇妙。
This shows us how wonderful is this body that God has created.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Then, brothers and sisters,
我们想到基督身体的时候
when we think about the body of Christ,
是不是基督的身体也在暗中被造呢
Is it that the body of Christ is also secretly being formed?
我们肉体的眼睛好像看不见
As if our physical eyes cannot see it.
世界根本不知道这么一回事
And the world does not know about such a thing.
但是神在暗中啊在造他的这一个身体
But in secret, God is forming and creating this body.
他是在地的深处啊，在那里联络
And then these are being wrought in the depths of the earth.
有什么地方更深过于我们的灵
What is deeper than our spirit?
所以我们看见神是在我们的灵里头把我们联络起来了
So that in our spirit, the Lord is forming us together.
虽然今天我们好像看不见基督的身体
Even though as if we cannot see the body of Christ.
因为我们还是在那里被建造
Because we are still there being built.
但是神早已看见
But God has already seen it.
虽然今天在地上教会还在那里被建造
Even though on this earth the church is still being formed.
我们人的身体在母胎里头不过八九个月。
So we who are in the wombs of our mothers 8 or 9 months,
就已经完成了。
And then it's completed.
但是这一个基督的身体啊，2000多年还在那里联络，还在那里被建造。
But for 2,000 or so years, this body is still being connected and formed.
但是我们的一生在主的册子上都已经有记录了。
But our whole life has already been ordained and written in the book.
因为基督的身体乃是神在创世之前，在基督里面都已经定规了。
So because the body of Christ was already established before the foundation of the world.
我们知道，在创世之前。
Before the foundation of the world,
神还没有造万物之前
before God created all things,
神在他的心中啊，已经有一个意念
In God's heart, he already had a thought.
他的意念就是要他的儿子万有之首
And that desire was that his son would be Lord over all.
把万有都要归纳在他的里面
And everything will be summed up in him.
万有都要彰显他的荣耀。
All things will shine forth in glory.
这是神在永世之前在他自己里面所定规的。
This is what God established in himself before the foundation of the world.
是照着他心中所喜爱的他这样定规了。
It's according to the desire of his heart. He established it this way.
他要他的儿子做万有之首。
He wants his son to be Lord over all.
然后我们看到以弗所第三章的时候
And then when we come to Ephesians chapter 3,
我们看见在创世之前
we see that before the foundation of the world,
神在他儿子的里面
in his son,
他也另立了一个旨意。
God also established another purpose.
他要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
That he wanted to prepare a body for his son.
而这个身体长大完成的时候，要做他儿子的心腹。
And when this body became mature, it would become the bride of his son.
这个奥秘也是在创世之前，在神里面已经定规的。
And this purpose was already established before the foundation of the world in itself.
而现在在时间里面就渐渐地 在那里显明了。
But now in time, it's slowly being revealed.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
当我们谈到基督的身体的时候
，When we speak about the body of Christ,
教会是基督的身体
，The church is the body of Christ.
这实在是一个极大的奥秘
，This is indeed a great mystery.
这是一个非常奇妙、可畏的事情。
This is an amazing and fearful thing.
我们实在需要在神面前有启示。
We need revelation before God.
真正在我们心灵的深处，我们能领会这一件的事情。
And we may understand these things from the depths of our heart.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us,
教会是。基督的身体
That the church is the body of Christ.
他没有在那里告诉我们说教会啊像基督的身体
It didn't say the church is like the body of Christ.
换一句话说
In other words,
身体这个事实
The reality of the body
不是一个比喻
is not a parable.
不是说教会啊像基督的像一个身体一样
It's not that the church is like a body
实在说来教会是基督的身体
The reality is that the church is the body of Christ
那个是比我们这个肉身的身体的是更是
That word is the body of Christ is more than we are a body more real than we are the body
今天我们看我们自己的身体
When we look at our own body
这个不是一个比喻
This is not an example
这个是一个事实
This is a reality
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
教会是基督的身体
The church is the body of Christ
那个身体的事实比我们这个肉身是事实要不知道要加了多少倍。
That the church is the body of Christ. That reality is so much truer than we have a body.
因为我们这个身体是肉身。
Because this body is a fleshly body.
是一个物质的东西。
It is a physical thing.
不能存到永远的。
It cannot last until eternity.
是会朽坏的。
It will rust away.
是会玷污的。
It will be blemished.
但是基督的身体
But the body of Christ
是属灵的
is spiritual
是永远的
is eternal
是圣洁的
it is holy
是无瑕疵的
it is unblemished
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
所以你要看见
so you have to see
教会是基督的身体
the church is the body of Christ
这个不是一个比喻
this is not an example, a parable
好像像我们的身体一样
That it looks like a body.
如果像我们的身体一样，那就糟了。
If it looks like our body, then it's a terrible thing.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
教会是基督的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.
那是一个远超过我们身体的那个事实。
It is a reality that is even so much truer than the reality of our body.
不知道弟兄姊妹，在你心灵的深处有没有？这样的感觉
I don't know if you understand this and know this from the depth of your heart.
恐怕许多弟兄姊妹提到基督教会是基督身体的时候
Maybe many brothers and sisters when they think about the church as the body of Christ.
恐怕在你的影像的里面呢你觉得这一个是一个比喻的说法
Maybe in your concept, this is just but an illustration.
不是一个事实
It is not a reality.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
盼望我们在灵里面能看见教会是什么
That we may in our spirits understand what the church is.
如果你在灵里面有启示的话
If you have revelation in your spirit,
教会是基督的身体
That the church is the body of Christ.
这实在是一件了不起的事情
This is indeed a tremendous thing
超过我们人所能思想
It is beyond what we can imagine
它的奇妙它的可畏是不能描写的
And the fearfulness and the wonderfulness is indescribable
最第一，我说盼望在弟兄姊妹心灵的深处有这一个启示。
So first, I would like brothers and sisters to have this revelation in the depths of your heart.
为着这一个身体。
For this body.
我们的神不知道用了多少的心血。
We don't know how much sweat and blood God exerted on this.
为着这一个身体。
In order for this body.
神舍弃他独生的儿子。
For this body, God gave up his only begotten son.
神出了最大的代价。
God paid the utmost price.
当神造我们人身体的时候，
When God created our body,
他就用地上的泥土来磨成一个身体的样式。
He took dust from the earth and formed man.
他吹气在这个泥土的鼻孔里头，
He breathed breath into the nostrils of such dust.
人就成了有灵的活人。
And this man became a living soul.
但是当神为着要得着基督的身体的缘故，
But for the sake of producing the body of Christ,
他要舍弃他最爱的儿子。
God had to give up the son he loved the most.
为着要成就成全这个身体的缘故，
In order to establish and form this body,
神的儿子道要成为肉身。
The Son of God, the Word, had to become flesh.
本来他在天上受众天使的敬拜。
When he was in heaven, he was praised and worshipped by all the angels.
但是他要倒空他的自己。
But he had to empty himself.
要穿上一个人的肉体。
He had to take up the form of a human flesh.
要在地上受尽不般的痛苦。
And had to suffer the utmost suffering in this earth.
最后要上十字架。
And then lastly, to go upon the cross.
他要流他自己的血来洗净我们的罪。
And he had to shed his blood to wash away our sins.
他的身体要离开。
His body had to be broken.
好叫我们有条新的路能到神那里去。
So that there would be a new way established to God.
他从死里复活，把他的生命释放出来。
He rose from the dead and gave forth his life.
好像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
Just like a grain of wheat that fell on the ground and died.
就结出许多的籽粒来。
And bore much fruit.
每一个籽粒都有第一个籽粒的生命。
And all the fruit had the life of that first fruit.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主为着这个身体付上最大的代价。
Our Lord paid the utmost price for this body.
不但是这样，
Not only that,
圣灵在五旬节降临。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
在一个灵里把120个信徒浸成一个身体。
And in one spirit,baptized the 120 into one body.
像我们弟兄昨天晚上所说，
Just as our brother shared last night.
本来在那个楼上只120个单独的信徒。
In the upper room, there were 120 individual believers.
恐怕你没有办法在地上能找到像这样优美的120个信徒。
As if you probably cannot find another more a precious group.Like those 120.
他们能聚集在一起。
They could gather together.
十天的功夫。
After 10 days.
同心的祷告。
They were praying in unison.
这个我们都办不到了。
We cannot even do that.
但是他们能。
But they could do it.
但是虽然是这样。
Even thus.
他们不过是120个单独的信徒。
They were but 120 individual believers.
他们不过是在外面聚集在一起。
They were only but gathering externally.
他们不过是一个会众，
they are but a congregation,
但是他不是身体，
but they are not the body.
一直到到圣灵降下来，
not until the Holy Spirit was given forth.
在一个圣灵的里面，
in one spirit,
他们就进成一个身体，
they were baptized into one body.
现在 一个身体有120个肢体。
Now one body has 120 members.
那个关系完全不同
了。That relationship was completely different.
从前的关系是外面。
Before the relationship was external.
现在的关系是生命的。
Now the relationship was of life.
是里面的。
It was within.
3000人得救。
3000 were saved.
这3000人也成了基督身体里面的肢体。
These 3,000 members also became the members of the body of Christ.
圣灵在这2000年来
，For these 2,000 years，
他在全地在哪里工作
？The Holy Spirit is there working throughout the earth.
在各个时代，在各个地方。
In each generation, in each locality.
圣灵感动了人。
The Holy Spirit has moved people.
叫人悔改。
So that people may repent.
圣灵把基督启示给人。
God has given the Holy Spirit to men.
叫我们能信靠主耶稣。
So that we may believe in the Lord Jesus.
圣灵一直在那里做生产的苦难。
The Lord, the Holy Spirit is there continuously in childbirth pain.
在那里要产生这个身体。
To birth that body.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
许多的时候我心里稀奇。
Oftentimes I am amazed.
圣灵在我们身上。那个工作
the work that the Holy Spirit has in our life.
他那样的忍耐
He is so patient.
他那样的继续的做
He is still there continuously.
我们得罪他
We sin against him.
我们消灭他的感动
We quench his moving.
他不离开我们
He does not leave us.
他还在那里做工
He is still there working.
他受冤屈
He is there misunderstood.
被我们拒绝
is being rejected by
但是他继续工作
but he continues to work.
为做什么
what for
为做要成全基督的身体
in order to complete the body of Christ
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
教会是基督的身体
the church is the body of Christ
不是一个口号
it's not just a slogan
教会是基督的身体
The church is the body of Christ.
是我们的神花了最大的代价所得着的东西
It's what our God has gained after he has paid the greatest price.
但是今天
But today
我们对于教会是基督的身体在我们的灵会里面非常的平淡
But our understanding of the fact that the church is the body of Christ Very shallow.
好像这是一件很小的事情。
It's something very common or small.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
我们要看见基督的身体是神花了最大的代价。
We have to see that the body of Christ is something that God you pay the greatest price.
他要来得着这一个身体。
He wants to gain for himself this body.
为着他爱他的儿子。
Because he loved his son.
他要他的儿子有一个终生的伴侣。
He wants his son to have a helpmate for eternity.
所以基督的身体是一件了不起的事情。
So the body of Christ is something tremendous.
圣经说教会是基督的身体。
The Bible says the church is the body of Christ.
当我们提到身体的时候
When we speak about the body,
立刻在我们里面有个影像
Immediately we have an image.
这是活的
This is alive.
这是有生命的
This has life.
教会不是基督的尸体
The church is not the corpse of Christ.
教会是基督的身体
The church is the body of Christ.
所以我们一想到身体的时候
So when we think about the body,
那个主要的那个观念就是生命
The main thought or main theme is life.
教会是基督用他自己的宝血和他的生命来造成
The church was formed through our Lord's own blood and life.
教会的产生乃是被造。
The birth of the church was a process of creation.
这是一个新造。
This is a new creation.
因为教会是身体。
Because the church is the body.
所以他是主耶稣基督所产生的。
So she was formed through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道。
I think brothers and sisters all know.
当我们的主耶稣钉在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified,
他临死之前他大声地喊说成了。
Before he died, he cried out, it is finished.
然后他低下头来把他的灵魂就交给他的父。
He bowed his head and committed his spirit into the hands of the Father.
因为第二天是一个大的安息日。
Because the next day was a big Sabbath day.
所以照犹太人的规矩他不能有人留在十字架上。
So according to the Jewish tradition, you cannot leave someone on the cross.
所以兵丁就来了。
So then the soldiers came.
他看与主同钉的两个强盗还没有死。
They saw that the two robbers that were crucified with the Lord didn't die yet.
所以他们打断他们的脚骨，脚的骨头。
So then they struck their legs like bones.
叫他们能死掉。
And then after the legs were broken, they could die.
但是当他们到主面前的时候，
But when they came before our Lord,
他看见他已经死了。
They saw that he already died.
有一个兵丁，
One soldier,
有枪刺他的肋旁，
took a spear and struck his side.
刺到他的心房，
and pierced into his heart.
要看他是不是完全死了。
To see if he really died.
约翰看见。
John saw it.
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说，我看见。
He said, I saw it.
从这个枪拉出来的时候，
When the spear was taken out of him,
就流出血和水来。
Came forth water.
约翰为这个做见证。
John testified of this.
他说我所见证的是真的。
What I testify is true, he said.
你们要相信这件事。
You have to believe this thing.
为什么他就重地说这件事？
Why did he so emphasize this?
因为
Because
从主的心房，破碎的心房里面，
So from his broken heart,
流出的血和水，
Both forth water and blood.
这个是教会的材料。
This became the material used to form the church.
神要用这个材料来建造他的身体。
God wants to use this material to build his church.
血是为着洗净我们的罪。
The blood is to wash away our sins.
水是代表他的生命。
Water speaks of his life.
他的生命倾倒像水一样。
His life was poured forth like water.
他的生命和他的宝血是教会基督身体的材料。
His life and his blood are the materials used to form the church.
然后圣灵在五旬节降临的时候，
So when the Holy Spirit was given on the Pentecost,
就把那一半被水和血所救赎的人，
And he took those that were saved by the water and blood,
把他们浸成一个身体，
and baptized them into one body.
这个就是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见教会不是一个组织。
We see that the church is not an organization.
教会是一个有机体。
The church is an organism.
教会是一个生命的东西。
The church is something of life.
教会不是一个组织出来的东西。
The church is not something that is organized.
如果今天教会是组织的话，
If the church is an organization,
那么你用律法来维持它。
And you can sustain it through the law.
因为每一个组织都有它的律法。
Because every organization has its own law.
没有律法，这个组织就不能生存，也不能继续。
Without this law, this organization cannot continue and exist.
一切 都是人在那里要用规条律法来管理。
Man is there using rules and regulations to establish that organization.
否则的话，这个组织就不能继续。
Otherwise, this organization cannot continue.
但是教会不是这样。
But the church is not this way.
因为教会是一个身体，是一个有机体。
Because the church is a body, it's an organism.
它是一个生命的问题。
It's a matter of life.
所以不是外面的规条律法来管理它。
It's not external rules or law to delegate it.
是生命的灵在它里面管理它。
It's the spirit of life that is controlling it from within.
完全是一个生命的故事。
It is a story of life.
那么弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
也许我们要这样想。
Maybe we want to think it this way.
如果教会不是一个组织，
If the church is not an organization,
教会也不是根据律法规条，
And the church is not established by laws and rules,
那么这一个教会恐怕就是变成没有任何的这个约束了。